Hello, audio boo. Excuse my cough. It is Wednesday, the 29th of October, 2014. Oh, dear. It is about 9:10 in the morning, 10 minutes after 9 in the morning here in Israel. Yes, here in Israel. We are back here. I'll talk about it in a minute. So that's just after 7 a.m. in the UK, and 2 a.m. U.S. Eastern.
3.
And
3 a.m.
Sorry?
3 a.m. U.S.
3 a.m. That's right, because they haven't gone, they haven't fallen back, as it were. I would like to apologize here for not having posted in so long. Now that you hear my voice, you can probably understand why, and it was much worse. That's why I have to stop to cough every couple of seconds, which is probably very annoying. And I will make a conscious effort not to cough into the microphone. I am making a conscious effort, so... And really, I should probably wait, but I really miss you all and want to update, yes?
Where's the tea?
Where's the tea? Okay, so the filters are in the plastic cupboard on the top shelf in a plastic bag.
Okay, that's really silly. They should be out here somewhere. Since we need to use them every day. Yeah.
And the tea... is here on the second shelf in a on the right side in a rectangular container.
Second shelf, right hand side, right.
I put the loose tea in the lock and lock.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find those metal boxes.
Is there a little scooper thing?
Yes, inside the tea.
Okay.
So, is we're, I will tell you in a minute why we're looking for things. It's a long story. Well, I missed you all, and I really... I want to say a few things about our whole UK experience. First of all, I want to thank all my friends, all our friends, those that we saw in person, those that we just tweeted and audio-booed with, for making us feel so welcome and so safe for 3 months. We really needed it. It was very traumatic here before we left, as you know, what with the war and the bombings and snowy and just general being very small and very scared and stressed. So thank you all so much for making us feel loved and cared for and welcome and making us feel at home in the UK, because I know I can speak for myself, but I also know that, you know, we both feel, and we all feel, because Rosie does too, that we found a sort of home there. And we feel a bit torn away from it now, like, what the heck are we doing here kind of thing. So I want to thank each and every one of you that sent a message, tweeted, audio booed, and of course the wonderful people who actually had us to stay at their homes, Claire Bland, Claire Randall, Amy, and all those amazing, and all those amazing, and Kaz and Kaz, Kaz and Darren and Sultan. Well, Kaz, we stayed with Kaz, Darren and Sultan we met, and you know, and Darren Hartland as well, because we stayed at his house. Well, it's Kaz's thing, but still, they gave Darren and Buffy gave up their room for us, so we really do appreciate it very much. Was great to meet Sultan and Darren Harris, Melanie. I don't want to forget anyone. Steve Wickets.
Yep, and
Louise. Paul Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Claire, you know, Claire Randall, who we mentioned. Nathan. Doggy Parrot.
yes.
Niall. Obi.
Yep. And
Amy, Connor, all our friends in Scotland,
Fiona
and Leah and other people have been really helpful. All the people we kind of managed to say hello to in Sight Village in passing.
Johanna
even. Steve Knott. And I'm sure we saw a lot of people. And if I'm forgetting you, then please. I'm sorry.
It was a long trip.
It was a long trip with a lot of emotions and a lot of things. To the people that we really wanted to see and didn't manage to, especially Janet, Paula, and Anna. Especially Anna. Because she invited us to stay and it never happened. Not for lack of wanting, but...
We will be back.
Yeah. But thank you. Thank you all. Chrissy.
Chrissy. Yeah,
Chrissy and Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, yeah.
It was a very, very special meeting with Chrissy because, you know, we've had our differences and we had issues and I think we managed to resolve them. And it felt so good to see Chrissy, and it all kind of felt like it should. And sometimes you just need to see someone face to face and then everything falls into place. You don't need to even discuss it. You just kind of gain a new understanding just by being in the presence of the person or talking to them. Should have done that a long time ago. And thank you, Chrissy and Mary Lou, for a wonderful meal at the Indian restaurant.
Yes.
And just spending time with us and helping us out with getting places and things. To the Nick Kershaw crowd.
Oh, yes.
Well, to Nick and Sarah and, you know, Leonie and Julie and some other folks.
I'm sure we're forgetting.
It was great to catch up briefly with all of you. We were a bit tired. We just come back from the U.S. that morning, so we were a bit bleary-eyed and tousled-haired. You can understand why. Rosie was in good form, though. Well, no, she was sleepy, too. But so I just want to thank all of you for really being amazing. And, you know, and also Dave and Emma.
Oh, yeah.
And Lee. Thank you guys. Thanks to, you know, the BBC. That seems like such a long time ago, the interview at the BBC, BBC Edinburgh.
It was 3 months ago.
So that, so I'm not just saying thank you for, you know, well, I'm saying thank you for the sake of saying thank you, because I think that if someone does something for you or with you, even if they enjoy it, they still deserve a thank you. But also because it was a really special turning point. Shows us, you know, showed us people, human kindness, you know, on one hand. You know, Claire and Dominic and Johnny really went out of their way. You know, had us over twice.
And came
up to Sky and just... I don't know, it's not just about knowing who your friends are, it's even deeper than that. It's just, you know, the lengths that people who really care will go to. And I hope, well, I hope that someday, well, I don't hope that we will ever need to repay, because I never wish anyone to be in the kind of situation that we were, but I hope that we can show all of you how much we care, you know, in our own way, without you having to go through all the shit that we needed to go through. Because that's just stupid, you know. Nobody needs to go through that shit. So I've been wanting to do this for a while. I also want to thank Marie, because while I haven't actually spoken to you, Marie, or actually seen you, you know, you sent really, really nice messages, and they always seem to come at the right time. To some of the people who I haven't actually spoken to at all that sent messages, encouraging messages after the whole London Underground saga, thank you. I just hope I'm not forgetting anything, but I probably am. And it's not because I don't appreciate it. It's because it was such a packed trip. I discovered some amazing new friends. I mean, Claire, we knew. Claire Bland, Johnny, and Dominic, we always knew. But I think there are some friends that we made for life, like Melanie, Sultan and Darren, Kaz, you know, Claire Andel, and Amy, and some other people that we've really connected with. But I think, you know, there's some people that we really had some deep conversations with, like Sultan, Melanie, Kaz, that, you know, and of course Claire Bland, who's like, well, you know, Claire's like, I don't know, Claire and Dominic are like family now. Just pretty amazing, people. So all of you are wonderful, and if I could hug all of you again, I would. Expect more hugs when I see you. So, a few things, as you know, well, or maybe you don't know because I haven't really been updating, because I got really sick. Well, I started getting sick on and off in Scotland, on Skye, and it kind of went away. Came back a little bit just before we went to the States, and then kind of went away a little bit. And then came back with a vengeance kind of after, but it kind of stayed all along. Never actually left, but came back with a vengeance when we got to Inverness. And then kind of stayed there until we got here. To the point where I could not speak hardly at all, apart from the fact that I had a fever and stuff. And I did contact the NHS, and they basically said, you know, from my symptoms, it was NHS 24 in Scotland, and they said, you know, just go to the chemist and get cough syrup, which I did. And while it took the edge off, it never really actually helped. When I got here on Friday, the 24th, my mom, I hate when she's right, took one look at me and says, you're going to the after-hours care clinic. Because it was Friday afternoon, and Friday and Saturday is the Sabbath. And on Fridays and Saturdays, the normal clinics are not open, but there's always care available. You know, apart from hospitals, of course, there's always hospitals, but I'm talking like, you know, normal clinics that are not hospitals necessarily. So we march into the clinic at 7 o'clock in the evening on Friday night, and I saw this really nice doc. Well, first of all, they took like my temperature and my oxygen level in the blood, which was fine. But then I saw the doctor, and he said, guess what? You've got pneumonia. I was like, shit, really? He said, it's not serious. It's just the beginning. And because you have such, I guess it's because I'm a singer, and I'm not kidding, because I've always had breathing exercises and really exercised my lungs. He says, you have very strong lungs. The air is going through absolutely perfectly. You have a perfect level of oxygen in the blood. And your lungs are working perfectly, but they have to work harder because you've got all this gunk sitting in your lungs, on top of your lungs. And we need to kill it before it goes into your lungs, and then, you know, you'd be in more trouble. So he gave me Mondo antibiotics, which wreak havoc with my tummy, but I am taking probiotic stuff, so it really helps. And cough, he says, cough syrup is not going to help. It's time for prescription cough tablets. So So I've been taking them since Friday night, and yesterday I noticed a real difference. Today, even more so. I still cough. I hadn't slept. Laying down in a bed for like 2 weeks until yesterday, like the night before last. So Monday night. Finally managed to sleep in our bed, which was very nice, by the way. There's nothing like sleeping in your bed, is there? And that helped, but I had to sleep sitting up, either in a bed or on the couch, or it was a nightmare. It was a real nightmare. So I'm doing better. I am very weak, and I've noticed that. I noticed it, especially the last few days in the UK. I could hardly walk. Like, I would walk like 2 minutes and my legs would feel like jelly, you know, like they're not carrying me, and it's all because I'm weak, and now the antibiotics are making me even weaker. So I was looking forward to getting back to my workout, but the doctor said at least 3 weeks, no workout, nothing, just rest, eat, whatever. And I said, well, but there's enough oxygen in my lungs. He's like, that's not the point. You still need to rest, and your body is not ready for physical exertion at all, and you need to not do any. So, okay. So no exercise and things like that. Hello, Rosie. For 3 weeks. Let's see how long I've been blabbing here.
13 minutes and 20 seconds. Time remaining. 13 minutes instead of pause recording.
Okay, button. Still time. So no shows for a while. Sorry about that. Because I can't really talk for prolonged periods of time. And I also get like, for those who know me, you guys know that when we get back from somewhere, the same day the suitcases are unpacked, put away, all the washing's done. You know, I like to, like, organize things quickly. Well, it's been 5 days since we've come back, and not everything is even out of the suitcases. Why are you licking me, Rosie? Suitcases are still in the middle of our room. Still half, you know, full. Not half, but maybe a third full. Because, you know, if I do something, after 5 minutes, I need to sit and rest. So I'm just doing things really, really slowly. Rosie, what? You ate, you drank, you shat, you peed. What's up with you? I think we're all really noticing, since we came back, the absence of Snowy. Because when Snowy died, he died a few days before we left. So it was all kind of very, very hectic. But now the house seems so empty without him. Even Rosie's looking for him. Talked to the vet on Sunday because we took her for a shot. Sunday's a work day here. And they said that it is possible that she's looking for him, and she is. So we're all feeling his, you know, he's very present in his absence, if that makes sense. And it's difficult. The day we got here, I opened the freezer to see what we had, and my heart nearly broke because Snowy used to take lots and lots of, you know, pills, and he was really fussy about taking pills. He was really crafty. Like, if you'd give him a pill just on its own, then he'd pretend to swallow it and then drop it somewhere. He would hide it, like, in the recesses of his mouth or whatever. So we started putting them either in pieces of butter or cut up sausages. And then a few months before we left, I discovered these packets of little bite-sized cocktail sausages that they had here. So I would always buy some. Now, about a week before he died, I stocked up on them because he was supposed, first of all, it was like 2-3 weeks before we were supposed to leave originally. And B, he was supposed to be here with someone watching him, so I wanted them to have enough sausages for our trip, you know, for when we were gone. So I bought these. Now, these are good, you know, sausages that people eat. Not necessarily. They're not dog food or anything. And so all the packages were in the freezer. And I totally forgot. And I opened the freezer. And then there were like 4 or 5 packages of sausages staring at me. And I nearly lost it. I said to Jeff, well, I don't really eat sausages, really. I mean, you know, well, from time to time. But especially now since I kind of cut out the meat and stuff. I mean, I'm back to no meat now that I'm not in the UK anymore. And I have all my vegan options back. I said to Jeff, I don't have the heart to eat these. I can't. And I said, I'm going to have to throw them away. He said, no, don't throw them away. I'll eat them. Snowy would be appalled if he knew that you were throwing out perfectly good sausages. What is this? This is a waste. And of course he's right. I just didn't have the heart. I can't look at them. So I've been making Jeff sausage casseroles. Thanks to Claire, because Claire made sausage casserole, I think on our last night, when we were in Sheffield, and it was really good. I've never had sausage casserole before, so we've been having, well, Jeff has been having that. I haven't. First of all, I don't eat that stuff, and B, I just, it's probably really wrong to say first of all and B. That's not right. It's either A and B, or first of all and secondly, or whatever. So, whatever. I just don't have the heart to eat them. So yeah, we're all missing our furry friend. It's very sad. Also had a hard day yesterday with the absence of Julia. I don't know, it really hit me in the morning that she's been gone for like almost 15 months now. And I really, 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 really still miss her a lot. You know, I think about her every day. Even like without thinking, I think about her, if that makes any sense. So, yeah.
7 minutes and 22 seconds.
Okay, now, I think I did mention that, when we were away at the beginning of September, we got a call from my mom saying, basically, I went to see her flat because, you know, she came here every so often to check that everything is okay. And she said, I saw along the skirting boards, basically, the whole house, you know, spots of damp and stuff, and it really concerned me. And so she called someone. Basically, it turned out that our air conditioner wasn't draining properly. It was supposed to drain into, like, under the bathtub, but it wasn't draining properly, so water had been pooling there for years. We had no idea, and so it started to kind of seep into the floor and into the... So basically, she said we have to rip out the whole bathroom and redo it, including the floor and the tub and all the bathroom stuff, the toilet, the basin, everything. You basically have to demolish the whole bathroom and redo it. Apart from the fact that it was about £7,000, which is really expensive. I mean, it's not really, really expensive because on top of the £7,000 also included... Because we needed to do some, you know, paint all the walls and stuff. So we needed to do, like, all the whole house, basically. The walls, the bathroom, which is the bathtub, the basin, the toilet, the 2 toilets, the floors and basins in the 2 toilets, the wall tilings in the bathroom. So everything, and I guess, you know, after talking to people, it was a very reasonable price, but it wasn't, you know, we'll still be paying it for a while. It's not a price that was very easy, that is very easy to pay for us, especially not after a trip where we plan to just save now until next year, because, you know, as much as we tried to save money on this trip, it does cost a lot to travel. Yeah, thank God Jeff is working, but, you know, we don't earn that much. So that was a bit of an ouch, but the bat and my mom, as much as she annoys me, she has been amazing. Like, she was here because we weren't, and just as well that we weren't, because we wouldn't have been able to stay in this house for about 3 weeks if we had been here, because basically they ripped out the toilets, the bathroom, the stuff. We would have had to clear out for about a month. So just as well we were gone, but I didn't like her doing it. I didn't like, you know, even though she talked to me about colors and choosing things, and it's still, when you don't see it, when you leave it up to someone else, it's a bit, you know, she was worried, we were worried. But she did an amazing job, but bless her, my mom isn't content with just doing what she needs to do. She decided to rearrange our whole kitchen, and I knew it was going to happen, and I already, you know, this is what she does, and I hate when she does that, because then I don't find anything, so we're still looking for things, and I decided not to even tell her off, because there's no point, you know? That's what she does, and it annoys me to no end, but there we go. So, we have been, we have spent much of the last 5 days looking for things. Last night we spent a very long time looking for our Roomba,
which we didn't find.
Which we didn't find, and I really would like to Roomba-ize the house, because there's lots of dog hair and dust, you know, since we got here, because there's Rosie, and it is warm. It's like mid-20s, and there's still some dust in the air from the summer, and, you know.
Pause recording. 2 minutes and 42 seconds. Pause recording. Button.
So we've got that to contend with, and I will call her soon and ask her where, because she said she thought the Roomba was in the bomb shelter, but we couldn't find it anywhere there. So anyway, I see that I only have 2.5 minutes here, so I will upload this, because I do have a few more things to say. A few things about Audioboo, a few things about Octaver, and some general stuff. So I will upload this and come back with a bit more. I only have 30 minutes on my account. For those of you who don't know, I still have those 30 minutes accounts. So, because I got a free one, you see, and so it never got upgraded to 60 minutes, but it is free, so I don't want to complain, so I'll just leave it there. Anyway, I will stop this, and, and I also want to talk about my iPhone 6 and other things, so I will come back.